This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Environmental groups continue to monitor and warn of the dangers after the explosion at the vital Hakava Dam last week flooded a river in southern Ukraine. We get more from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Flooding on both sides of the disputed dam carried residential and industrial waste through large parts of the region. Environmental groups warn the damage could collapse entire ecosystems and alter the landscape of Ukraine for decades. An expert for protected habitats for the Ukraine Nature Conservation Group, Katerina Filiuta, speaking with the Associated Press.
The consequences to come will be for our children and grandchildren, just as we are the ones now experiencing the consequences of the Chernobyl disaster.
The UN added that the Chernobyl disaster altered the environment and food supplies for years.
That is VOA's Arash Arabasadi reporting. The leaders of Italy and the Netherlands, along with the EU Commission President, were in Tunisia Sunday with a packet of initiatives to help create security there, easing the way for a possible international bailout. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The European Commission said talks centered on making progress on an EU-Tunisia agreement focused on the economy, energy, and migration. Tunisia has seen growing numbers of African migrants arriving from neighboring Libya and has appealed for economic help. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We both have a vast interest in breaking the cynical business model of smugglers and traffickers. It is horrible to see how they deliberately risk human lives for profit.
That's VOA's Diane Roberts reporting, and this is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to formally be charged on indictments ranging from an alleged cover-up and hiding of documents or storing of classified documents. We get more from VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
The whole thing is a witch hunt.
Ahead of Donald Trump's expected appearance in a Florida courtroom on Tuesday, public discussions over his latest indictment are brewing. He faces 37 counts, including alleged willful retention of national defense information, conspiracy, obstruction, and false statements. There's no evidence that the classified documents investigation led by special counsel Jack Smith has been weaponized. Trump announced the indictment on his Truth Social website and said in all caps that he's an innocent man.
A new report claims fossil fuel companies' net zero plans don't really mean a whole lot. We get more from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The number of fossil fuel companies setting net zero emissions targets has risen sharply over the past year, but most fail to address key concerns, making them largely meaningless, a report showed on Monday. Some 75 of the world's largest 112 fossil fuel companies have now committed to reaching net zero, the point at which greenhouse gas emissions are negated by deep cuts in output elsewhere and methods to absorb atmospheric carbon dioxide. But most targets do not fully cover or lack transparency on emissions, which include the use of a company's products, the biggest source of emissions for fossil fuel companies. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Billionaire financier and philanthropist George Soros has laid out his succession plan, telling the Wall Street Journal he is handling control of his massive empire to his son Alexander. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard.
Soros, now 92, once said he did not want his Open Society Foundations, known as OSF, to be taken over by one of his five children. But speaking of his decision to turn over this $25 billion empire to son Alex, who's 37, the elder Soros said, quote, he's earned it. Soros is known for his huge donations to liberal causes, something Alex said he plans to continue doing, telling the Journal that he is more political than his father.
And that is Reuters' Lisa Bernard reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.